Victoria Honeycutt is joining me here, and I want to talk with her first of all about she is a customer service specialist with Sarah Automotive. First of all, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's always fun to have you. I just love you because you're so bubbly. I mean, you're always out there doing things in the community, and I told somebody the other day, you and I had to do something together sometime because we would have a ball. But
hey, we'll tear up the town.
Absolutely. I ain't building it back, though. I'm too old to do that. But how are things going at Sarah Automotive?
Everything's good. Absolutely. We're gearing up this time of the year. We have a lot of events, give back to the community. So we're really excited about that. It's my busy time of the year, but I absolutely love it.
Well, you've got one thing that's coming up this Saturday on the 26th. A lot of people do these trunk or treats, but I know a car lot, that's the perfect place to do one. I mean, you know, isn't it though?
Half the battle's already over. The cars are already there.
From 3 to 5, you're going to have different.
Three to six. You get a whole nother hour.
3 to 6, whole nother hour. And correct me if I'm wrong, time should change somewhere in that following weeks. But anyway, it's starting to get darker earlier. But 6 o'clock, it may be starting to get dark, but you all have lights out there on that.
Oh, absolutely. Car lot. Absolutely. Well, and this is our 5th year. So we've had a little time to, I've worked out the bugs pretty much. I mean, those that remember our first year, I'm sorry. We're figuring it out now, you know. And of course, it's going to be the same as last year. We're going to block off the lot. It's going to be between our Honda and our Ford dealership. And I hate to neglect my Nissan dealership over there, but I do not like kiddos crossing the road.
Right. Well, and let me go ahead and preface this by saying you're shutting off the car lot, but if there is someone who wants to buy a car or truck from the Ford or Honda place, you're going to be able to invite them over to the Nissan place and take care of business there, correct?
Absolutely, yes. Just call your salesperson. Just let them know, you know, this time works best for me. Well, hey, let your kids walk around. You can walk over there, look at vehicles. We'll just bring them to you. It's very simple. I want to have that separation.
Right.
I don't want us moving cars where our kiddos are because, hey, my kiddo's going to be out there too. I want to make sure we have a really safe place for these babies.
And here's the thing too. There will be police out there. I know they'll have the 280 entrance kind of blocked off there. And then of course, the one over there by Regions and everything. So there's going to be protection, even though you really don't need it because you haven't had any problems with this.
We really thank goodness, we have not had any issues. The community has been beyond supportive, and I'm so thankful for that. You know, and all our local business owners are out there. I'm going to have all my staff out there that day. So we've never had a problem, and of course, we want to keep it that way. And of course, thank you so much to Sylacauga Police Department. They've always been so great to help us with this because I don't want traffic getting backed up. I don't want to have any issues. We just want to keep it a safe, fun place.
And we're going to talk more about that with Victoria when we come back because there's lots of things that's going to be going on out there, especially the trunk or treat. I mean, you get candy. I mean, come on. How great can that be? We'll talk more with Victoria here in just a few moments. Victoria Honeycutt joining me this morning, and we're talking about the trunk or treat that's going to be happening out at Sarah Automotive this Saturday from 3 until 6. Now, I got to tell you, it's not just passing out candy, is it, Victoria? There's going to be several things to do.
You know, we always want to make this an event. Like, you're not just coming to grab your candy and leave. I want you to stay as long as you want to. And we very intentionally, I spend a lot of time in the planning process of coordinating with all the people going on. You know, there's so many things happening in town on that weekend, and I want to make sure you and your kids get to hit every one of them that you want to. And that's why we make it an event. You know, I'm going to have live music out there. I'm going to have bounce houses. We're going to have activities for the kids. One year we did a chalk drawing competition, you know, just all kinds of things because I want them to be involved. I want this to be something they're excited for.
And food trucks.
Yes.
Always good.
I'm excited for.
Always good on the weekend, especially, you know, people are out on the weekends. They go to the grocery stores. They go everywhere. But in this event, it's great because I think it's great because you're having it 5 days before the actual Halloween. This is going to give those young kids a chance to go and get more candy on their own when they go trick-or-treating on Thursday night. But this is on Saturday where the whole family can come. You got food trucks, you got bouncy houses, live music, But also the trunk or treat, and I don't know how many cars y'all are going to have filled up with candy, but there'll be a slew of them.
Let me tell you. So I don't even know how many cars yet, because I've still got to get my, you know, logistics down on where we're going to park things. One fun addition from last year that I didn't think about, but now we're going to fix it, is where the sun sets.
Wow.
My candy got hot. Candy melted.
Hey.
So we got to turn the cars the other way.
You know what you do then?
What?
You find the Sarah freezer.
Yes.
And you go and put that melted candy in the freezer and it'll be just fine.
Absolutely.
I promise.
We're learning and we're growing and we're figuring it out, because I want to make sure that we have the kind of event that you and your family are excited to come to. You know that you can come out, and I always make it a point to have food trucks of all different levels. You know, we have a lot of fantastic food trucks in this town, so I try to invite all of them. So maybe you're bringing all the neighborhood kids with you and everybody wants a hot dog. You can do that.
Absolutely.
Maybe you come out and you want something, you know, it's just a husband and wife and you guys want to just come out and be a part. Come join us. Absolutely. We're going to have a great time.
You know, and too, Sarah Automotive is a sponsor of our high school football, and that, you know, with me calling football, aren't you glad that we're finally getting some fall weather? That candy will not melt all the way, because it's not 90 degrees like it has been in some Octobers. It's finally getting here.
I'm holding out hope that I can wear a sweatshirt. I'm so excited. Wow. I can't stand it, because last year it was toasty.
So now, are you going to get in the bouncy houses?
Oh, heck yeah. Oh, heck yeah. I will in a second.
I'm too old for that. Those kids would kill me.
Well, and I get the perk of, I just absolutely love working at this dealership, because we have such a family there. And because of it, all of us, we have matching costumes and so many fun things. And, you know, you don't just get to do that everywhere.
No, you don't. Well, we're going to talk more with Victoria about the big trunk or treat coming up at Sarah Automotive this Saturday from 3 to 6. We'll do that here in just a few moments. Victoria Honeycutt in studio with me, talking about the big trunk or treat coming up this Saturday at Sarah Automotive. And, of course, we're going to have a great time out there, because kids can come and they can get their candy. They've got bouncy houses, food trucks, live music. Everything is going to be blocked off, so don't worry about your kids getting out into 280. They're not going to be able to do that. This thing is very well organized and very well run. And you wanted to talk a little bit about where people can find this on Facebook as well.
Absolutely. We do have a Facebook event. You can just look it up. It's the 5th annual Trunk or Treat at Sarah Automotive Sylacauga. You can find our event. And, of course, you can find it on all three of our dealerships' Facebook pages. And please, absolutely go on there. You can see other people posting. I'm encouraging people to, if they have pictures from last year, because the crowd was crazy last year. We had them circled from the corner of our Ford building, all the way parallel down 280, all the way to Robo Motors, around on the side road, and back to the back parking lot.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it at all. When you mention candy free in this town, people just go haywire. And that's okay. That's what
Absolutely. It's
for. It's for the kids. But I got to ask you as well, you know, you talked about businesses getting involved. Now, I know we're only a couple of days before this thing, but if somebody last minute wants to get involved,
oh, yes, please. We would love to have you. I already have some of our local businesses that want to come out and participate. And all I ask, it doesn't cost a thing. We can supply the vehicle, or you can bring your own. Like, if you have a company vehicle that has your logos on the side, or even something like novelty, like a little van or a tow truck or anything like that, you can give candy out of that. Kiddos love that. And they're so excited to see you. You know, that's like, they see your tow truck in the wild.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And what if you decorated that thing up with some ghosts and goblins? And I know you're going to have live music, but are you going to have some creepy music out there as well?
Well, we have to play Thriller.
Oh, yeah. And you got to play Monster Mash, maybe.
Absolutely,
I mean, everybody loves the Mash. Now, I got to ask you a personal question. You've got kids.
Yes.
One, 13, I think.
Absolutely, Marcus.
Okay. Let me ask you this. I'm guilty. I want to know if you're guilty.
Oh, no.
I'm guilty, and probably will be, because I've got a granddaughter now. She's 1 year old, okay? But when my kids, are you ever guilty of taking and stealing candy out of your kids' Halloween bucket?
Oh, okay. This is controversial. this is controversial, but that is called a mom tax. It is a mom tax. If I got up and drove y'all around, I get first pick.
You know what we called it? A daddy duty.
Absolutely.
I get my pick, baby.
Yep. If I want every one of the Reese cups, by God, I can have every one of the Reese cups. So, what are y'all going to do, Walt?
All right, so tell me. Top five on Victoria's candy list, going from five down to one, what would it be?
Okay. Reese cups are at the top.
Okay.
Paydays. That's the one with the peanuts in it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Those, for sure. Dum Dums.
Mm-hmm.
Tootsie Rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Warheads.
Warheads.
Sour, yep. Yeah, you got to have a good mix in there. You know, the sour. Chocolate, yep. Sweet, sour. Yeah, absolutely.
I guess if I went down my list, number one would be Reese Cup. Number two would be Three Musketeers.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Number three would probably be some form of Hershey's Kiss or something. Maybe,
yeah, okay.
Maybe you remember the Whoppers, the little malted milk balls?
Those are classics.
Those are three. Right. Four would be Smarties. I love little sour Smarties, little rolled up things. And then five probably would be a Baby Ruth.
Yeah, okay. That's got the sweet, the salty. I can't believe you brought up Smarties. I haven't even thought about Smarties in so long.
Sweet Tarts.
Yeah.
You know, those were popular.
Bottle caps.
Yeah, but there was nothing that probably could beat a good old cherry sucker.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
The ones that you get, you go far down enough down in them to where you get bubble gum out of it.
Yeah, I was about to ask, bubble gum or no?
Yeah. You got to have that. Hey, we're going to talk about this one more time here in just a few minutes and remind everybody when and where everything's going to be. And we're going to talk about, is there an age discrepancy here?
Uh-oh.
If a senior citizen comes out with a bucket, they can get candy too.
Well, are they dressed up?
Yeah, they got to be dressed up. We'll talk about that here in a minute. Victoria Honeycutt in studio with me. We're talking Sarah Automotive's fifth annual trunk or treat. This is going to be an enormous event. It's not just about getting candy. Victoria, I want you in just a couple of minutes to tell everybody what's going on Saturday.
Well, thank you so much. Yes, it is our fifth annual trunk or treat, which is just crazy to think we've been doing this in this community for 5 years, and it has grown every single year. It is going to be this Saturday, the 26th, from 3 to 6 p.m. But don't be late. You want to get there. You got to, like, where the good picking of candy is still there, you got to get there. We are going to have live music and food trucks, and we're going to have snacks for the kiddos, and of course, tons and tons of candy, bounce houses, activities for kids. And the most important part, at least to me, when we had this idea, it's having a safe environment. There are no scary doors to knock on where you don't know who's on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
There are no roads to cross. You don't have to worry about your kids, which thankfully we live in a very safe community, but at the same time, we don't take any chances. We're going to lock it down. We're going to keep our kids as safe as possible, like they're our own.
Well, and what I like about it, too, is if you are in the market for a new vehicle and the only time you can come, say you got to work and the only time you can come is from 3 to 6 in the afternoon, listen, they're going to make sure that you're taken care of because none of this is going to be over at Sarah Nissan.
Yep.
So you can be taken care of over there. You know what you want. Your salesperson will be there. But I understand that everybody that's employed with Sarah Automotive is going to be out there handling this thing.
Oh, absolutely. It is all hands on deck, and we live for it every year.
Nobody gets
so
off.
Excited.
Nobody gets off this Saturday.
Actually, that's not even my service department. They leave early. And most, if not all, are going to come back and participate because they want to be a part with us. And, like, I don't work on Saturdays. I'm going to be there all my customer development team, they're all going to be there, and they're off the clock. They just want to be a part because we do love this community, and we love these kids in this community, and we want to be a part with you.
And if you are listening to this morning, this is this Saturday, the 26th. If you own a business, you got a company car, you want to put it in this thing, they're glad to have you. Give Victoria a call. Come out by the dealership. They'll set you up. But all you ask is that they have their own candy, but it costs them nothing to put a vehicle in from their business.
Nothing. And if you don't have a vehicle, you just want to come out, bring some swag, bring some candy, bring just a business card. That's okay. Lord knows I've got enough trunks to go around.
Yeah, that's a great place to have a trunk or treat.
That's
you know.
And if you want to be a part, you can call me at the dealership. Again, my name is Victoria. I'm the only Victoria there. They can't miss me.
Well,
you can message me on Facebook on either three of the dealership pages. I'll be happy to work with you. We'll get it all set up. Just let me know, and I'll have a car pulled up for you. And again, if you're looking for a vehicle, absolutely, Saturday is still a great time to look at anything you want. Even if you just want to take a few minutes and test drive that Pilot, F-150, Escape, Sentra, whatever it is you've been thinking about, absolutely. Give me a heads up. I'll have it pulled over there up at the front door waiting on you.
And one other thing. We at Sarah, they do this all the time. This is a community event. We can't give away everything, but coming up around Christmas, huge news.
Well, okay. I can't tell you yet, but we do have something
big
we're giving away. And I am very, very excited about it. And I'm going to launch it on Facebook first. So if you want to see what it says and you want to see how to register to win, make sure you're liking our Facebook pages, Sarah Honda of Sylacauga, Sarah Nissan of Sylacauga, Tony Sarah Ford. You can see it right there first.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you for coming in. You're always gracious with your time. And I got to bring the granddaughter out there to get some swag
Absolutely.
And some candy.
I can't wait to see you.
All right. Thanks, Victoria.